也求神祝福我们每一位，让今年成为最好的一年。
We'll continue to study the Bible, the Matthew 5.
那我们继续
chapter 5.
继续查马太第五章。
It's about, you know, blessing, eight different blessings.
关于八福，天国的福分。
The blessing will be the, we study the first two. The third one will be about humility and meekness.
那我们之前学了前面两个，那现在我们要学的是温柔还有谦卑。
Hold on a second. There's some background. Do anyone know what is the background music or noise or something? No, it's okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
And, yeah.
That's okay.
小朋友在玩。
对。
没关系的。谢谢 Anna.
Okay. We'll continue to study the, third blessing in the Bible. Matthew chapter 5.
我们继续来看第三个祝福，在马太福音第五章。
The first one, we already talked about the blessing is eternal blessing. It's not just a blessing, temporary. When Jesus talked about God's blessing,
祝福是永恒的祝福，不是暂时的祝福。
It's always eternal.
耶稣讲到的这个祝福一直都是永远的。
That's why when we look at the first blessing, just remind ourselves, refresh a little bit, is blessed are the poor in spirit.
我们一起来复习一下，第一个祝福是讲说虚心的人有福了。
It's not just temporary. Temporary, we think, hey, we have enough, but God said,
这不是暂时的。暂时的对你来说，
yes.
我已经够了。
Jesus said that's not enough. God wants better blessing. That is an eternal blessing.
主的意思是说，这不是已经够了。这个祝福呢是永恒的。
So that's why our will is different from God's will. Our will is always this life. God's will is always eternal.
这就是为什么我们的意念跟神的意念是不一样。我们的意念是暂时的，只是地上的。
That's why the blessed is the are the poor in spirit or are the poor, because the poor need God, they rely on God. And that's why they eternally blessed.
为什么虚心的人有福呢？因为他们虚心的人他是需要神。这个虚心另外一个翻译就是贫穷的意思。
Yeah, the rich thing, you know, I have enough, I don't need God. So that's why the temporary blessing is not a real blessing, because you cannot bring it with you.
富足的人呢，有钱的富足的人呢，对他们来说，如果这是只是暂时的祝福，对他来说，我已经够了，我不需要了。
That's why you know, in God's perspective, the poor one, means the one not rich or ordinary people is more blessed.
这就是为什么在这里面，神的意思呢，是指说那些，贫穷的人他们是反而是有福的。
And also God will eternally bless the poor. Also they will supply the poor. When we say the poor is the one, God will give them the daily need. They will meet their need. So we don't have nothing.
不仅仅就是永恒的祝福，是天国的祝福，同时呢他对这些这贫穷的人呢，神也会给他每日的这个日用的饮食。
The second one is the same. The blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
第二个也是一样的道理，讲到哀痛的人有福的，他们必得安慰。
And not only comfort, nowadays here on earth is eternally comfort in heaven.
不是说只是地上的暂时的得着这个安慰，而是讲说这个永恒的、永远的得着安慰。
So they will inherit all the blessing, all the comfort.
所以他们会继承永恒的祝福。
Now we come to the third blessing, eternal blessing are the meek.
现在
they will inherit the earth.
现在我们来看第三个祝福，就是温柔的人有福的，因为他们必承受地土。
Now in the Bible, the meek means the humble, the gentle, the submissive, and the contented.
在圣经里面呢，这里面就是 meek 这个单词呢，是温柔，是谦卑的，是是那个知足的，是委身的。
Submissive 就是他愿意他 willing to accept,
愿意委身的。
Okay, for they will inherit the earth.
他们会承受地土。
Now, when Jesus talked to the Jewish people or some Gentile people, when Jesus mentioned inherit the earth, that is a tradition of the Old Testament that everybody understands God will give them something on earth because they think about the earth. But actually, God wants not only the earth, inherit the everything in heaven too.
在这里呢，耶稣讲到这个承受地土的时候，虽然他当时的这个群众在他面前的是那些犹太人，你讲到这个地土的话，对犹太人说他们非常的非常的熟悉的，因为按照旧约里面的他们承受地土对他们说是印象非常的深刻的，对他们是指这个迦南地。然而这里面的耶稣讲到的更主要的是指是天国的永恒的那个地土的祝福。
好So we're going to look at what is meant by big meekness.
我们一起来看一下这个温柔的人有福，这个温柔是具体的意思。
First, last time we looked at the Matthew chapter 11, 28.
首先呢，上一次我们读了马太福音十一章第二十八节。
We'll just look at it one more time.
我们再看一遍。
Refresh ourselves.
我们一起来复习一下。
Okay. It says here, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
劳苦重担的人到我面前来，我就使你得安息。
Take my yoke on you, upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you find rest for your soul.
负我的轭，学我的样式，因为我心里柔和谦卑，这样你心里就会得享安息。
Last time we talk about Jesus.Use the I am formula assert that he is God himself, equal Emir, means he is I am.
上一次我们讲到耶稣他用一种陈述的方式，就是我是这样的方式来，我也是通过这一点呢，让大家可以认识到耶稣呢，他是神。
And we have a seven I am in John, talking about I'm the bread of life, and I'm the light, I'm the gate, I'm the door. All these, I'm the wine, all these things means you come to Jesus, you have rest.
上次我们讲到了七个我是，就是我是光，我是门这些。
And in this passage,Last time we emphasized the first one, give you rest. But this time, we'll learn how to be humble like Jesus.
上一次呢，我们读这一段的时候，我们是注重在我使你的安息。今天呢，我们来注重这一句，就是我心里柔和谦卑。
In this passage, in this 30 verse, the most important thing is the Jesus.Usually don't talk about himself, but for the first time, he talk about his character.
在这里的28、29、30这一段呢，通常耶稣的很少提到的，但这边的主耶稣却提到了他的品格，那个柔和谦卑。
And he described himself, is I am gentle and humble in heart. It means I'm meek.I'm submissive. I'm a servant in heart.
这边提到他说我心里柔和谦卑呢，这里面就是体现了，就是回应了刚刚前面那个温柔那个词。
Learn from me means you can learn.
学我的样式，这是你可以学的，学可以学到的。
The only condition is you take my yoke.
唯一的条件就是你得要负我的轭。
What does it mean by taking Jesus' yoke?
这负我的轭是什么意思呢？负耶稣的轭是什么意思？
In the Old Testament, the oxen in a pair, because usually the yoke have allowed two ox to move together.
在旧约里面呢，那个讲到这个那个撒种的时候，它是两头牛在背同一个轭这样往前走的。
Yeah, it is plowing the ground, right?
它是犁那个土地的，是这样的一个操作。
And Jesus talk about you just walk with me, meaning you walk with me. And
这里面主要是说你负我的轭，就是说跟我一起来负这同一个轭。
And learn gradually.
然后你慢慢的你就学会了。
Then you have control, then you know what to do, how to follow me, and how to move forward.
慢慢你就学会了怎么跟着主一起同行，怎么样自己能够可以往前走，跟着主。
Because in the old day, remember last time talk about a farmer will train a little cow,
a
big one.
你们可能还记得我讲到那个农夫他是怎样训练那个牛一起学着这个犁这个土地的。
And he pair up the small one with the big one.
他把这个小牛跟这个大牛放到一起匹配。
The small one actually, if you look at the ground, there's no trees. It's everything stand by the big one.
你仔细看那个犁过的那个土地，其实那个小牛的那个脚下的根本就看不出什么被犁过的这个痕迹，其实基本上都是那个大牛他干的活。
But the only way to learn is pair up with the big one, the powerful one.
但是你唯一所需要做的就是把这个小牛跟这个大牛给放到一起，就是那个力气比较大的大牛他来操作。
But the purpose is later on, the small one will take up the task.
这目的就是目的，目的就是为了让这个小牛呢，它慢慢可以学会跟着这个大牛，后面呢，它将来就会自己能够完成任务。
So first, the small one learn what is humble and gentle, and meek and submissive.
所以首先呢，就是这个小牛他得要学习这个柔和谦卑，而且愿意委身接受这个学习的任务。
So it become his habit and character.
所以这就会成为他的习惯和他的品格。
Later on he can serve.
然后接下来他就可以服侍了。
So we can see Jesus want us to know he is humble and gentle. Is weak, and we need to learn. This is not a option. This is a almost a command.
所以就是这是让我们看到了，这个不是说是可以选择可做和不可做的，这是必须的，这是个命令。
Because the fruit of the spirit in Galatians chapter 5:22 is at the end is gentleness and self-control.
这是圣灵的果子里面是有提到的，在马太福音第五章二十二节是里面讲到这个温柔这个谦卑这方面的。
Yeah, the fruit of spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The last two fruit of the spirit is gentleness and self-control. That is something we already given. We just have to live alone.
这你讲的那个圣灵的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平呢？这后面三种就是温柔，
gentleness，
就是温柔，还有就是那个就是
self-control，
自我控制、自
the
制。
last two is the last two，so this is something when you receive the Holy Spirit, you already have to sit there. It means God already gave you the potential to do that. All you need to do, you just go on to learn.
你已经有了圣灵了，就说明是你已经是可以的，你能做得到的。你唯一所需要做的就是你去学习。
So you need to follow the Holy Spirit to learn, and the Holy Spirit will empower you and to learn humble and gentleness.
照着圣灵的带领，你去学习，你就会慢慢的会养成有这个柔和谦卑。
So not only Jesus talk about that, Paul in the first Timothy, Paul talking about you must pursue gentleness.
不只是主耶稣这里面讲到，在提摩太前书第一章里面呢也有讲到，这是使徒保罗说的，讲到你要追求这个温柔。
That's in Timothy 6.
提摩
12.
太，对不起。
Yeah, that's okay.
提摩太
We don't
六
need to
章。
look at it. So, Paul talking about is a command to Paul, because Paul is not Jew, he does not use command. He urged you guys must pursue gentleness.
这保罗你这里面呢，他就是在敦促我们必须要学习这个柔和的样式。
So that is something, he received from Jesus, must learn from Jesus, must pursue that. It's like pursue love, aim at love. Now it's aim at humility and meekness.
这个也是主他啊，这也是使徒保罗他从主那里所领受到的。他叫我们要追求这个温柔，就像他神奇提到过，他要追求这个爱一样。
Then you find rest in your soul. It means you don't have worry.
这样你
You
心
don't
里，
have upset and anxiety.
这样你心里就可以得享安息，你就不会有这种沮丧这些，
And later on, once you become your character, you can continue to serve other people,
而且慢慢
like
的，这
Jesus.
个会成为你的品格，而且你还可以服侍别人。
Remember, the purpose is for you to serve other people in humility.
要记得，其实最终的目的还是要需要你去服侍别人，
Like
要有
Jesus.
个谦卑的态度。
And another example Jesus gave is in Matthew chapter 18 and 4, talk about who is the greatest in
在
heaven.
另外一个地方，在马太福音十八章第四节里面，主耶稣还有另外一个例子呢，就是他讲到说谁是最大，谁要做大。
I can read it. It's very simple.
谁伟大？那一段。
The disciples and Jesus' disciples come to ask, "Who's the greatest?" Ask Jesus, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of God?"
耶稣的门徒走到主的面前，就是问他谁伟大，在天国里。
And Jesus just called a little child to him,
耶稣
and
就叫了一个小孩到他们面前来。
placed the child among them.
就是把他带到这个12个门徒的面前。
And Jesus said,
耶
"Truly
稣
I
说。
tell you, truly I tell you,
我实
unless
在
you change
告诉你，
and become like the children,
除非你回转像这个小孩的样式，
you never enter the kingdom of heaven."
要谦卑像这个。如果你不这样的话，你不变成像小孩的样式的话，你就不能进天国。
Whoever is as humble as the child is the greatest in the kingdom of God.
谁像谦卑像这个小孩子这样的，他在天国里就是最大的。
The reason is very simple.
原因很简单。
A child is submissive.
因为这个小孩呢，他很愿意委身
，and trusting
顺服啊、
，and humble
就是很，他很信靠大人，很谦卑
，and also very joyful，
而且很喜乐。
God wants us to be, live a simple character, which is like a child.
神更喜悦呢，我们的啊、有个简简单单的一个品格，就像这个小孩子这样，这就是最好的了。
Yeah, humility, the opposite humility is, is pride, is proud.
谦卑的反面呢，就是骄傲。
In the kingdom of God, pride and arrogance have no place.
在神国里面，骄傲呢跟自大呢是没有，是不被允许的。
Because God opposes the proud and give favor to the humble.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Now, Jesus used that example because.Talking about we must be like a child, humble as a child, humble and gentle in heart.
这里面主要是用这样一个比喻的这个方式来提醒我们，必须要谦卑，要温柔，像这个小孩子一样。
And let's look at David.
那我们来看看大卫。
You think David is a fighter? He is a warrior. He fighting, but actually, David in a lot of his psalms and his heart is wholeheartedly committed to God. You look at his.His psalms when he pray when he and talk to God. 131.
我们来看这个大卫。我们想象大卫呢，他是个战士。你觉得他是个一定是非常的这个很那个很强势的那种。但是事实上，他的心里却是非常的柔和，而且是非常的委身，很顺服神的。我们一起来看一下诗篇。稍微单跟
131
131诗篇
OK Alvin you can read that for me
OK 稍等一下我再找131、我找到了耶和华我的心不狂傲我的眼不高大重大和测不透的事我也不敢信我的心平静平稳安静好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子以色列你当仰望耶和华从今时直到永远
In English that is some key word The first David talking about before God andI cannot be proud. I'm not proud.
这里有几个关键词，我们来看一下。这首先讲到说，讲到这个神在神的面前呢，我不狂傲。
I'm not arrogant.
我不高大。
I do not concern about great matters.
我甚至对重大测不透的事，我都不敢行。
I have calm and quiet myself. He tried to control, to be gentle and humble and meek.
他努力的能够节制自己，就是能够谦卑柔和。
It's a training. It's training.
这是个训练对他来说。
He control and have the attitude of.The true David, not the flesh David.
他控制自己，是他真实的这个大卫，而不是那个属血气的那个大卫。
He looked at himself as a child with his mother.
他看自己像是个小孩在妈妈的怀中。
And very content.
而且很满足。
And this corresponds to Jesus' example, the example of the children is the greatest in that The humble children is the greatest in the heaven of God.
正好就是回应了刚才前面那个耶稣讲到的说，那个小孩谦卑的小孩反而在天国里面是大的。
So we can see this is very important. The humility is the greatest in the kingdom of God.
所以我们这里面看到这个很重要，谦卑呢反而是大的。
And David learned too. David have this psalm specifically to learn what is humility and meekness.
对大卫来说也是，他在这里面就我们就看得出他是怎样学习到这个谦卑的。
And John, Apostle John is the same thing. He said, I'm the one who Jesus loved because I'm the child of God.
对，那个使徒约翰也是一样，他说我是主所心所爱的。因为我是那个小孩，是小孩。
And he talking about Jesus talking, John talking about how great is the love the Father has for us, and he used the term love is for us. We become the children of God.
在使徒约翰呢，他讲到是说那个天父有多爱我们呢？他那个地方，他是用到的是是神是何等的慈爱。我们就像是个小孩。
It's a great blessing. We are the children of God. Again, use the children.
这是个很重要的一个信息。
Yeah, we always children of God. It's like
我们在
children of your parents.
我们在神那里呢，我们永远就像是个他的小孩。
That's why when we talk about Old Testament before Almighty God, Almighty God actually is not about the power of God. Almighty God is about God.As a mother will provide for us.
在旧约里面讲到这个全能的神，这个全能的神呢，不是说是他的那个力气能力很大，其实他这里面讲到的主要的那个意思是指说他是个妈妈的这样一个形象。
To provide for us.
他供应我们。
To all giving God, all sufficient God.
而且是完完全全的供应，完完全全的足够的供应。
David, And when he wrote 131, have this in mind, because the Almighty God, he is very familiar with this term. He will provide everything. That's why I come to my mother. I'm content.
在诗篇131篇里面，大卫写到说，这个妈妈，孩子在妈妈的这个母亲的这个怀中呢，其实对他来说，是他是非常熟悉，那个神是那个全能神的这个意思。所以他这里面提到就是他在妈妈的这个怀中其实是非常的知足的，非常满足。
When if we learn how to be content, submissive, satisfied, meek, all these quality, then we will find rest. We don't have the anxiety, the stress.
我们可以，如果我们学习到这个柔和谦卑的话呢，我们就可以找到这个安息，真正的安息。
And we'll go to the Psalm 37. We'll learn about what that means.
我们一起来看诗篇37篇。
Of about humility.
看看谦卑是什么意思，真正的意思。
And again, Psalm 37 is written by, David.
而且同样，这个诗篇37篇呢，也是大卫所写的。
David here, wrote this particular Psalm for a reason.
他写这个诗篇呢，是有个特别的原因的。
Because this Psalm is dedicated actually to the meek. They will inherit the land.
其实这个诗篇37篇呢，其实重点就是有阐述到，就是温柔的人有福的，他会承受地土。
And seven times in Psalm 37.
而且在诗篇37篇里面有七次。
Talking about the meek will inherit the land.
讲到温柔的人，谦卑的人会承受地土。
Not the proud, but the one,
不是骄傲的人。
The one who is like Jesus, how to live like how to be humble like Jesus.
而是像耶稣那样谦卑的人。
David is talking about how we're going to do it.
大卫这里面就讲到了我们怎么样可以做得到。
So let's look at the Psalm 37. And we're going to read some verses.
我们来看诗篇三十七篇，我们来读其中一些内容。
Mm-hmm. So, the first thing we're going to read is the seven times David echo what Jesus teaching in the Matthew chapter 5. He's talking about blessed is the meek, for they will inherit the kingdom. They will inherit the earth.
好，我们再来，我们这里就看一下大卫这里面有七个地方，提到了那个同样的内容，就是回应前面那个马太福音，第五章里面讲到温柔的人必承受地土。
In verse 3, verse 9, verse 11, verse 22, 27, 29, and 37, seven times. Let's read verse 3 first.
我们先读第三节。
Verse 3 is, trust the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture.
你当依靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
And the original Hebrew is basically is, you will inherit the land and enjoy safe pasture.
这里面呢，希伯来文的原文呢，其实就是说他会承受地土，会以神的信实为粮。
And let's go on to read verse 9.
我们继续来读第九节。
For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
And those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
就等候耶和华的会承受地土。
Right, the first one is the trust you inherit the land. Here is hope you will inherit the land.
就信靠神的，前面是信靠神的，依靠神的，现在是盼望等候神的会承受地土。
Verse 11 is the central word.
11节
We'll repeat Matthew chapter 5.
11节是中心的句子，正好就是重复这个马太福音第五章里面的内容。
But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity.
但谦卑的人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
And 22.
还有22节。
Those the Lord blessed, blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed.
蒙耶和华赐福的必承受地土，被他咒诅的必被剪除。
27
节。
Turn from evil and do good, then you will dwell in the land forever.
当离恶行善，就可永远安居。
And it talking about this time, for the first time, talk about eternal blessing forever.
这里面是第一次提到说是永恒的祝福。
Before he just inherit the land.
前面是说是承受地土。但这边提到是永恒的祝福。
We'll go on to read 29.
我们继续看29节。
The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Again, eternal blessing.
义人必承受地土，永居其上。再一次，这边提到是永恒的祝福。
And remember, Jesus said he will prepare a house for us, a place for us in heaven.
记得主耶稣说，记得主耶稣他说他会在天上为我们预备居所。
The home in heaven is much better than the home here.
在天上的居所就是比我们现在地上所住的绝对好多了。
But we don't have time to talk about that.
但我们时间不够了讲那些。
Yeah. And then the last one is the 34. that is the conclusion. He concluded. Yeah.
34节是一个总结。
Hope in the Lord, keep his way, he will exalt you to inherit the land.
你当等候耶和华遵守他的道，他就抬举你，使你承受地土。
Summarize everything, in the 37. That's a summary verse.
这个有一个有一个概括，就是37节这个地方。
Yeah, sort of like a conclusion.
也算是个总结。
So we have a seven times, David is talking about the, give you more understanding about the Matthew chapter 5, Jesus, what he was talking about.
所以这里有七次大卫有提到的，这些七次提到这个承受地土的，也就是回应这个马太福音第五章里面所提到的，温柔的人要承受地土。
Okay, we have seven times David, according to his learning from the Bible, then he know God going to promise to give them the land, but there are conditions you must do. You must learn.
大卫呢？这里面呢？这是大卫他从圣经里面所总结出来的，就是七个是关于这个承受地土的。但是这是有条件的，有一个条件我们必须得要学习的。
Actually, that is a seven characteristic of the person who is meek.
这里面呢，其实是讲说这个温柔的人呢，其实这个恰恰是七个品格，是关于这个温柔的这个品格的。七个表现。
Another seven blessings to describe, what does it mean by inheriting the land?
而且也就是说，就通过这七个这个祝福呢，来阐述这个真正的这个祝福。
So we can learn, if we can learn how to be humble and gentle, and according to the Psalm 37, then we know what to do to humble like Jesus.
如果我们一起来学习的话，从这个诗篇37篇来学习的话，我们就可以学习到真正耶稣讲这个柔和谦卑是什么样的。
Then we will find rest for your soul.
然后我们就在主里面可以得着真正的安息。
Not only that, we can relate to each other in humility.
不仅如此，我们还可以在柔和谦卑里面呢，可以发现他们是互相连通的。
We can serve other brother and sister.
而且我们可以在主里面，在其他弟兄姐妹之间可以彼此服侍。
In humility, like a servant.
就是谦卑服侍，彼此服侍，像仆人一样。
And that's the purpose, because Jesus said, "I come to serve, not to be served."
这是真正的目的，因为主耶稣说我来是服侍的，不是受人服侍。
The heart of Jesus is service.
主的心是服侍人的。
Even die for us.
甚至为我们而死。
And in this world, talking about if I am the leader, I am a successful person, is how many people serve me.
在这个世界上，如果你听这个世界上讲话，你说我有多成功了，那他肯定就是讲到说有多少人服侍我。
In God's perspective, in God's way is that how many people you serve, then you will be successful.
而在神的眼光，从神的角度来看的是你服侍了多少人。
And in the value of this world is how to be the boss. The boss is competitive. The boss orders. The boss command people to do things, law over people.
在这个世界上来讲，你是个大老板。你大老板呢，你就是你有多厉害，有多强，你可以控制多少人，可以强迫多少人为你效力。
In God's perspective, Jesus, teach us that the whoever wants to be the greatest must be the last.
而在神的眼光来看，就像主耶稣所教导的，谁要为大的就要为小。
And we don't lord over. We are servant leader. We serve. If you're a leader, you must serve, and you must care about other people, and you must even, in Jesus' term, you must even willing to die for them.
我们不是说是 我们不是去做别人的老板，去管控别人，而是我们反而去服侍别人，甚至为他们而牺牲。
And we follow Jesus' example because he washed the feet of the disciple, even his enemy.
我们效法耶稣的样式，因为耶稣甚至耶稣为别人洗脚，甚至为他的仇敌。
And to do so is a unique humility, meekness, and gentleness, and also submissive spirit.
如果要你想要做到这一点的话，你必须得有这个谦卑的这个品格，有愿意委身顺服的品格。
And Jesus said that is easy. This is light. This is no burden to do that if you are humble and gentle in heart.
而耶稣说这个是很容易的，很轻省的，如果你有谦卑柔和的心的话。
Because you focus on God's blessing, you focus on eternal blessing, and you do it because God wants you to do it, because that's the mission of this life.
如果你从神的眼光去看呢，这是个永恒的祝福，你就会愿意效法这个耶稣的样式，柔和谦卑，因为这是永恒的祝福。
And also,Because of that, you are free of anxiety, free of stress.
而且因着这一点呢，你不会再有焦虑，不会有忧虑。
好 ，Let's look at the 37, the seven characteristics of the of a meek person.
我们来看一下这个七个角度来阐述这个温柔。
The first is the verse one.
第一个是第三节这里。
Do not worry those who are evil, who do wrong. Do not worry, the first thing.
不要忧虑第一点。
It's like Jesus said, do not worry. And just, pray to God. God knows what you need. You do not need to worry. Whoever, you know, who,do evil, do wrong, or you compare to other people, you don't need to do that. Because you focus on God will supply you everything.
就不要为这个作恶的心怀不平，你只要把眼睛定睛在神那里，神他自然会供应你需要的一切。
So do not worry, that is three times, he's talking about, verse one, and that's do not worry.
讲到这个心怀不平呢，这里面也提到了三次。你看第一节，这里面有讲到。
Verse 8, that's another do not worry.
第八节也有讲到一次，不要心怀不平。
And another time is somewhere there. Seven is do not worry.
第七节也有讲到，不要心怀不平。
Because we focus on God.Focus on the abundance of God. We don't need to compare.
因为我们定睛在神的身上，神他会有丰富的供应，我们不需要比较。
Because those who looks like they're successful, but it's only temporary in this world.
因为这个地上的所谓的很有的这个东西都是暂时的。
And also, those who are evil, those do wrong, you don't need to envy them.
那些作恶的人，你不需要去妒忌他们。
So the first thing the meek person, the first thing is that they do not worry and they don't compare, they are not envious.
所以首先呢，温柔的人呢，是指不会这种心怀不平和妒忌的。
Right. Original word used do not.Flat, that is in Hebrew, the meaning means do not get upset, do not get annoyed, do not get agitated, don't worry, do not be troubled.
这里面这个第一节这边就是 do not fret, 这个意思呢是说你不要被他冒犯，不要感觉到被烦到，或者说感觉到你很因为此而悲伤。
We always upset about something. We always agitated about annoyed by something. But God said, no, you don't need to worry. You focus on me. Don't focus on the circumstances. Don't focus on people.
常常会很悲伤，你常常会被一些东西给那个给 给激到，就是让你会变得很悲伤，但是不需要，你一定要定睛在神那里面。
I'll provide everything. I'm all sufficient God.
他会供应一切，他是有丰富供应的神。
So the first thing is, the meek person, the humble person is focused on, God, focus on the abundance of God. God will provide them.
所以第一个首先讲的温柔的人呢，这个温柔是指说你要定睛在神，他是会丰富供应的。
Because sooner or later, those who do evil, those who think they are successful, is only this world, will be gone, will die away.
因为那些作恶的人，他即使有再多，那这他所拥有的也都不过是暂时的，世界上的都是会过去的，结束的。
The second, characteristic, the second, principle, of the, meek person is they trust, verse 3. Trust in the law and do good.
温柔的第二个层面呢，就是第三节这个地方，是他的信靠耶和华。
It's like a child, they trust God.
就像一个小孩，他相信神。
That's why Jesus said the greatest is a humble child.In the kingdom of God.
这就是为什么主是说这个小孩子他小的反而是大的在天国里面。
So child is always trusting, always trusting.
小孩子他总是信任，他信任大人。
We must be a child again to have a simple faith in God.
我们需要再回到像小孩的样式。
The second thing is,
相信神。
Trust God and continue to do good.Means continue to love other people.
就是依靠，就是信靠神，持续的行善，就是继续的去爱别人。
That's why humility and love is go hand in hand.
这就是为什么谦卑和爱呢，它总是并行的，一起。
Because you have to love the unlovable, you have to love the unlovely.
因为你必须得去爱那些不可爱的人。
And in order to do that, you must be.Humble and meek and gentle.
你要做到这个爱的话呢，你必须得要有温柔和谦卑。
And not only that,
不止如此。
A child with a simple faith, they trust God. We must become a child to trust with a simple faith with all his heart, all your heart.
而不仅是如此，像小孩的这个样式，他这个信靠，他是全心全意的这个信靠。
And not only that, the verse 3, the second part is that the delight yourself in the law, he will give you the desire of your heart.
而且第三节这里面讲到说，如果你是你喜悦神的话呢，神会给你神同样 sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, the delight yourself in the law, he will give you the desire of your heart. That's verse 4.
对，第四节这个地方，就是说，如果你的心你喜悦神的话呢，以神为乐的话，神会把你所求的会赐给你。
Again, a child usually they're joyful.
而小孩呢，常常是很喜乐的。
That's why you know if not only you enjoy God, you trust and enjoy God, and God says.You don't need to worry. I'll give you the, inherit the land, dwell in the land, and enjoy safe pasture.
所以呢，你以神为乐呢，你又信靠神，神呢就会给你这个地图。
So that's the second one, is the trust and continue to delight God. It means enjoy God.
这是第二点，就是你要信靠神，以神为乐。
David in the other psalm, he always say, I come to God, God is my joy and my delight.
在另外一个地方诗篇呢，大卫有写到，就说我来到神的面前，我以神为我的喜乐。
Now it's even easier. We read the Bible, we pray the Holy Spirit in us, then we can directly talk to God.
现在更容易，更简单，我们就来到神的面前，我们读圣经，圣灵在我们里面。
So we have to act like a child with a simple faith and a simple joy.
所以我们得要像小孩一样，就是简单的相信，有简单的喜乐在主里面。
The result is you inherit the land.
结果呢，你就可以得着这个地图。
God will provide you your job, your daily living.
供应你的工作，你日用的饮食。
Number three, the first characteristic is verse five.
第三个层面。
Commit your way to the law, trust in him, and he will do this.
第五节，将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
When Old Testament or New Testament, when you say commit your way to the law, means you pray about that.
在这个新约里面，如果说你将你的事交托给神呢，就说是你祷告。
And continue and trust your request to God.
持续的相信神，把你的所求的交托给他。
And he will do it.
他就会为你成全。
So we'll continue to, pray about that.
所以我们会持续的祷告，为此而祷告。
And in Philippians chapter 4, Paul talk about how you become humble and pray andcommit yourself to the law. And actually, Elvin, can we look at the,
yeah, sure. 在腓立比书第五章里面讲到，保罗有讲到说你怎样。
Philippians chapter 4.
Philippians chapter 4. 这里面有讲到就是怎样可以谦卑的这个信靠神。
Verse, chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 4, should be.
第四章第四节。
Okay, I'll read it first. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
Now, chapter 5, verse 5 is interesting, is that suddenly, Paul talk about humility and gentleness.
第五节很有意思，你看他忽然提到说谦卑的心了。
Let your humility or gentleness or meekness be evident to all.
他说让众人都知道你谦让的心，这英文单词这个谦让其实用的是 gentleness, 也是个温柔的意思。
Yeah, we talk about, you know, we must exhibit humility, meekness and gentleness among us between each other.
所以其实这里面的意思就是在我们的彼此之间呢，要有这样一个谦让的心，也就是一个温柔的心。
And do not be anxious about anything.
不要挂虑，就是应当一无挂虑。
Verse 6, right? Do not be anxious. First, be humble. And do not be anxious. Then, pray. Because to pray, you need to be humble. Before.
首先这边讲的是谦卑，然后就是一无挂虑，然后是祷告。所以你要祷告了，你必须得有谦卑的心。
In every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord.
在凡事你都借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你所要的告诉神。
Not only you will not have worry, you don't fret, you don't compare, and because of gentleness, the peace of God.Will be with you beyond your understanding.
这很有意思。这边讲的说不要挂虑，不要那个，不要不要沮丧。神他给你的这个平安呢，是会让你感到意外的。
When you pray, when you are humble,
当你谦卑祷告的时候。
Peace of God will transcend all understanding. It means you don't understand why, but you have peace.
神的平安会超越一切，你都不明白是怎么回事，然而这个平安就临到你了。
That's a promise. If you pray with humility and from your heart, the peace of God will transcend you, will transform you, will protect you.
就当你祷告的时候，神的平安就会临到你，他甚至会改变你。
Guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ means it will protect you, protect your heart, protect your emotion, protect that you won't be stressed out, burning out in Jesus Christ.
神会保守你的心怀意念，在基督里面呢，他会让你真正的有个平安，就是不会崩溃，不会就是完全的这个受到这个过度的这个压力。
So we are talking about the commit your way to the Lord and pray about that, and God will give you what you want.
所以这里面就是回应前面那一点，就是当你的心就完完全全交托给神，神他会供应，会保守。
So the meek person will pray and will continue to rely on God and pray.
所以温柔的人他会祷告，会不断的依靠神，祷告神。
And we continue to read the Philippians chapter 4, verse the 12.
继续读腓立比书第四章第十二节。
We just continue.
我们继续。
And we just read the 4.
我们刚读了第四节。
7, 47,
第七节。
Now it's 12.
现在第十二节。
Okay, I read the English first. I know what is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any situation, well fed or hungry, living in plenty and living in need. I can do all things through him who gives me the strength.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。随时随在，我都得了秘籍。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Paul urged us to be content in any situation. Why? Because God will empower you. You can still do everything.
所以使徒保罗在这里面就是讲到说，你要知足，因为神他会有丰富的供应，可以远远的超过，就是他的力量供应你，使得你能够凡事都能够做。
So regardless of the COVID-19, regardless of the situation, regardless of how people treat you, and you just right here, you just to be content in me, and you can still do a lot of things.
所以不用担心这个新冠疫情对你的影响，或者说别人对你的影响。而如果你愿意到神的面前来的话呢，你依靠他的话，他有丰富的供应，他有足够的力量，使得你凡事都能做。
So God enables, the Holy enables to transcend, to transform beyond the situation that we are free from worry and be content in Him.
所以使得我们能够有个知足的心，他呢可以改变我们这一切。
Remember, this is given.By God, by the Holy Spirit, because it says, who give me the strength, not by you.
所以这是神给我们的，是圣灵给我们的。是。
So the content is the enablement by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个你的那个知足呢是从圣灵而来的。
And that's the strength will give you that strength. You can do all everything with no worry and to be content in.
他给你的力量呢，就使得你凡事都能做，使你可以满足。
So we don't depend on situation. We don't depend on people. We depend focus on God's abundance.
所以不是靠着环境，不是靠着人，神会有丰富的供应。
That's why at the 19, verse 19, and Paul conclude, it's a promise again, and you conclude, and my God will meet all your need, because God is your Father, will meet all your need, according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ.
这里面保罗呢又讲到这个，他又做了一个总结，第十九节这个地方说，我的神必照着他的丰富，在基督里面会给你一切充足的供应。
Because of Jesus Christ, we are children of God. God as a father will meet all your need.
因为我们的神他是我们的父，父会给孩子充足的供应，一切所需要的供应。
Not only meet, is a riches. He'll provide you with more than enough.
甚至是远远超过你所求所需的。
according to the person. Some people God will give more, some people get less.
就是因人而异，这因人而异。但有些人呢是远远是超过他所需要的。
Depends on how we can handle wealth.
但是这是要看你能够啊、你如你的有没有足够的这个啊、就是怎样去处理这个神给你的这些。
It's a dilemma of God. If He give you too much, you forget about Him.If he does not give you, you complain about him.
这个是有点两面性的。如果给你太多的话呢，你就可能会腐化你。那如果给你太少的话，你就会抱怨。
So that's God. Why God? The Bible just talk about inherit a land to meet your need, not meet your want. It's a land.
所以这就是说，承受地土呢，它是这是是。是供应是你所需要的，而不是你想要的。
And also, Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, give you daily your daily bread. That's a promise.
而且主耶稣讲的这个祷告呢，说是给我们日用的，你是需要的这个应许，这是应许的。
That's a guarantee, you know, prayer.
这是有保证的。
He will supply you.
这个祷告。
He will give you what you need because he's your father.
他是会供应你所需要的，因为他是你的父。
A father will not spoil the son if that is truly his son.
父亲呢不会那个宠坏这个孩子。
对 ，Yeah. So that's why God, because we are God's children, God is very careful because He not thinking about just on earth. This life, He talking about beyond this life, eternity. That's why His will may be different from your will, because He want an eternal blessing.For you.
就神给我们的是超过我们的，因为他给的是永恒的那个祝福。
That's why sometimes we must learn that God's eternal will is forever, not just for these temporary 70 years on earth.
这就是为什么我们需要、认识到神的他的意念。因为他的意念呢是永恒的，不是说只是在地上这个暂时，就是人生七十年而已。
But the promise still, he, my God, my Father will meet all your need according to His riches.
神会给我们这个充足的这个供应呢，是根据我们所需要的。
Because we are children of God.
因为我们是天父的孩子。
So what a privilege! You are children of God. Everything is taken care of.
所以这真的是何等的这个权啊、这个叫什么？这个何等的权利？就是我们是神的孩子，有这样的一个丰富的供应。
And also, it's tough too because a good father will discipline you.
但是也有的时候也不容易，因为是我们的父呢，他也会管教我们。
It's tough too because God thinking about eternity, you thinking about this life.
因为有的时候你，因为这本来是永恒的，但你可能会只想到这个今生的，只想要今生的祝福。
But one thing for sure, He's your best interest in mind.
但确定的一点是他的祝福，他给你的祝福是你是对你来说你是很
That's why
你是有兴趣的。
We must become a child to trust in Him.
我们应该要像回转像小孩子的样式去信靠他。
Let's go back to the Psalm 37.
我们回到诗篇37篇。
And Psalm 37, the fourth characteristic of a meek person, he must do is the verse 7.
第四个就是关于这个温柔的人的那个第四个层面呢，是在第七节这个地方。
It says right here, be still before the Lord, wait patiently for him.
这边讲的，你当默然依靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
Do not fret when people succeed in their way.
不要因为那个道路通达的、那个、
When they carry out,When they carry out the wicked scheme.
那些不要因为那恶谋成就的就心怀不平。
Now be still, you know, means be
要默然这个意思呢
be content.
就是要知足。
Be at peace.
而且要有平安。
Be humble before God.
在神面前谦卑。
Means you surrender to God's plan, God's arrangement.
就是说你愿意顺服神的计划。
And wait patiently means you continue your faith, wait in faith.
耐心的等候呢，是指说你忍，就是耐心的等候他，是带着信心。
Wait for God's plan to work out in your life.
等候，等候神来成就这一切的事。
Be still and surrender to God means you know you are surrendering because you don't rely on other things. You rely on God to work things out.
这个顺服神呢，是指说，主要就是讲的说，你要依靠神，而不是依靠周围的其他的东西。
Now this is more 顺服 this is surrendering.
这个是降服，不只是顺服，是降服。
Be still, means you don't do nothing. God says, tells you, stop, don't do nothing. Surrender to me.
默然依靠耶和华呢，意思就是神让你要停下来，你不要去做其他不必要的那些东西。
And I will, don't rely on me to work things out.
要依靠耶和华，神他会使一些事会发生。
Do not manipulate the situation.
不要你自己靠人为的方式去成就这些事。
Do not force the agenda.
不要去强迫这个事情发生。
And do not try to control people or situation.
也不要去控制人，还有去自己去管控那些环境上的那些东西。
You let go and let God.
你要放开这一切，放手在神的手中。
Be content with God's arrangement, because nothing is by accident.
要放手交给神，就满足神他的这个带领，因为没有什么是偶然的。
In God's world, in Christian world, there's no accident.
在基督教里面，在基督里面是没有什么是偶然的。
Everything's intended.
所有的都是神他特别他知道的。
There's no loose end.
有特别意义的，没有是散离在外的。
No random.
不是随机偶然的。
So, the Bible Jesus talk about even a bird falling down without his permission, it won't fall. Even a hair from turn to right without his permission, the black will not turn to right.
在圣经里面也提到，如果没有神的允许呢，一只麻雀呢，它是不会掉在地上的。没有神的允许呢，一根头发它也不会变黑头发也不会变白。
So the meek person will not get upset, he will not get agitated because he surrendered to God to work things out.
所以温柔的人呢，他不会很容易被激怒，他因为他会耐心的等候耶和华来让来做成这事。
When you do that, when you aim at God, when you rely on Him, chances are, Jesus talk about, all the earthly thing will be given to you.
当你依靠神的时候，你会发现，神会让万事都互相效力，会成就这成这事。
That's in Matthew 6:33, he's talking about
Seek
first his kingdom, the rest will be given to you.
六章三十三节，先求神的果和神的义，这一切都会加添给我们。
And do not worry, six times he's talking about do not worry.
而且不要忧虑，他这里面有六次提到说不要忧虑。
Verse 7 is only one time, do not worry. Verse 8 another time, do not worry. But one thing for sure is theSurrender to him, be content with God's arrangement, wait patiently for him in faith, everything will work out even better.
就是带着这个信心依靠他，他会使这个事情会做成，甚至他神所做成是远远的超过你所期待的。
No worry, no envy.
不要担忧，也不要嫉妒。
No upset.
不要悲伤。
No agitating.
不要被激怒。
Very calm, like a little child.
要非常的
quiet,
平稳安静，像小孩一样，安安静静。
Because he surrendered to God to work things out instead of try to control the situation, depends on himself.
就像主一样，他是谦卑顺服，他没有去控制。
Follow God's plan.
顺服神的计划。
Accept God's arrangement.
而且接受神的安排。
Be content with his plan, his design.
要满足他的安排，他的设计。
So be still, do nothing. Sometimes when you do nothing, you accomplish everything.
所以要默然等候神。甚至你有的时候甚至你不做比做还要好。
If you do, do less.
如果你要做，你宁愿少做。
Do less, let him do more.
你宁愿自己少做，让神多做。
It's not you don't do.
不是说你什么都不做。
You trust.
而是你信靠神。
Right? And you focus on him instead of focus on the situation or people.
你宁愿把眼睛定睛在神的身上，而不是定睛在你的环境上。
And that is the mindset of a meek person.
这就是一个温柔的人，他的心思意念。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Refrain from anger, turn from wrath, do not fret, it leads only to evil.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
Refrain means self-control.
这个 refrain 这个词的意思就是要自我控制。
Remember, we read about the fruit of the spirit, self-control and gentleness.
读到了那个温柔节制，这个节制这个词。
Yeah. So
再次这里面又重申了。
Slow to anger.
所以要慢慢的动怒。
And when people talk tough to you, you answer with a soft answer.
当别人对你说话很不是很友善的时候，你要要慢慢的温柔的作答。
And not only that, the
不止如此。
When you talk, you talk.Gently, humbly.
当你说话的时候，你温柔的说。
Self-control is very important because self-control is how you control emotion, your anger, and upsetting mood.
自我控制啊很重要，就是控制你的情绪，你的怒气，你的这个你的沮丧。
Let's look at James, Jesus' brother, how he talking about self-control.
我们来看雅各，雅各书，看看耶稣的弟弟是怎样讲到这个自我控制。第一章。
19.
第十九节。
You talk about how you listen, how you talk.
在讲到你如何生活，如何讲话。
And you must have self-control.
你得要有自我节制。
Through God's word, you can control.
通过神的话语，你能够会有这个自我控制。
Okay, 19, I'll read it first. Okay, my dear brother and sister, take a look of it. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness God designed.Therefore, get rid of all this moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly, meaning humility, in meekness, accept the word planted in you.
这里面讲到说，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心。这里面温柔谦卑的这个词，它这个翻译这其实用的就是这个温柔，这翻译还挺恰当。领受所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Remember, humility, gentleness, meekness in the Bible is the same. Meekness is a shorthand for all of them. That's why Jesus said, blessed is the meek, for they will inherit the land. It's including the humble people, gentle people, all these, because the character, of that person is called meekness.
那个 meek,就是那个原本说温柔的人有福用的那个词，那个 meek, 其实这里面那个 humble, 就是谦卑，跟那个温柔，那个 meek, 还有就是这几个词它都是互相关联的。然后主耶稣这边
The Bible summarizes in meekness.
这圣经呢就是把它归结为一个词，那个 meek, 那个温柔这个词。
With the, a humble heart, the gentle heart, what do you do? The first thing,
就是谦卑的心，温柔的心，你是什么样一个心呢？首先一件事情就是
James wants us to learn how to control ourselves.
首先一件事情就是雅各这里面就叫我们呢要学习怎么样说话。
The first thing is quick to listen.
首先就是快快的听。
Active listening.
快快的听。
So, usually I listen slow. Now I learn how to listen more and quickly.
就平时呢，你可能听得很慢，就是不是很主动的听。那现在你要主动的，快快的听。
Slow to speak. I used to speak very fast. Now slow.
就是慢慢的说。
After listening, you understanding. You slow down, control yourself.
以前呢我说话是很快的，现在呢我是要慢慢的说话，要有个控制节制在里面。
Slow to anger to become angry.
慢慢的动怒。
You can control it with God's word, because it says humbly accept the word planted in you, means God's word in you, the Holy Spirit enable you to become slow to anger.
这里面讲到了这个地方的意思，就是让圣灵他来引导你，这神的话语他会使得你能够明白，又同时有圣灵在你里面工作，使得你能够做到慢慢的动怒。
So the self-control, the meek person is very slow to anger, very fast to listen, and also how to talk to meet other people's need.
所以一个温柔的人呢，他是快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒的。他也能够明白别人的需要。
And we continue to,
而且我们继续。
Look at James. James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。第三节。
十三节。
十三节。对不起。
13. It talk about what is a, a humble, meek person.
这里面讲的是什么是个谦卑柔和的人。
Okay, 13, you talk about who is wise and understanding, let him show it with good light by this done in humility, which come from wisdom.
这里面讲到说，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
Humility is a wisdom.
这温柔呢，却是个智慧。
The other thing is the opposite of humility and meekness is envy and selfish.
另外跟这个谦卑柔和相反的就是那个嫉妒
and
和自私
and 纷争，
还有纷争
啊，就是 selfish ambition, 就是 you want to do something only for yourself, the motive is selfish.
这是嫉妒和纷争，完全是自私，只想做对自己有好处的事。
And boastful, boastful.
而且还自夸。
This is totally different from humility.
这跟人心是完全相反的。
And James talked about such wisdom does not come down from heaven, it's earthly and spiritual.
而这里面这个雅各却讲到说，这样的智慧不是从上头来的，是从属地的，是属情欲的。
That, when we have envy, when we quarrel, when we fight, there will be disorder and evil practice.
不止仅如此的，如果你又嫉妒又纷争呢，这个会带来极大的破坏，而且是有魔鬼会参与其中。
That's why when you're not humble and gentle, you get the opposite.It's not you are neutral. You got the opposite. You fight and you quarrel and you are stressful.
这就是为什么你不温柔谦卑的话，事情会恰恰相反。你又那个又打又闹，而且又很沮丧。
We easily adopt the value of this world, the dog eat dog American culture.
Sorry, Duncan, can you repeat it?
Well.We easily follow the value of this world.
我们很容易会那个受这个世界的价值观所影响。
In America, it's a dog eat dog culture.
在 dog culture, 看看。
哦、oh, ，dog, D-O-G, dog.
哦、oh, ，在美国就是在一个相当于是狗的文化。
Dog eat dog, eating each other.
哦、oh, ，就像狗一样，就是互相咬那种文化
啊、，destroy each other, dog eat dog, up competitive,
互相
competitive culture,
互相损害是互相那个竞争。
You have to step on other people in order to move ahead.
就是你为了要自己要往前伸出一手的话，你得要去伤害别人，就是得要去，就是。要先伤害别人 使得自己可以伸出自己的手。
Fighting is good, competition is good, and selfish, you know, ambition is good.
在这种文化里面呢，就是你打你闹你的自私是好的。
But this is not from God. This is not, that's why we have so many anxiety, so many stress, we're burning out, because we follow the culture and the value of this world.
这不是从神来的。如果我们这样做的话呢，
person,
这是从世界而来的。
We must become humble and gentle. 17. But the wisdom, come from heaven is first of all pure, then what? Peace loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Most of them is describing a humble, gentle, meek person.
在这里面讲到说，唯独从上头来的智慧呢，是先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯、多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。这里面重点的这个里面中心的一个就是温良柔顺，就是谦卑柔和。
The meek person is always, even temper, mild.And the, quiet and calm. And that's why.
温柔的人呢
They're peace loving.
温柔的人呢是非常的非常的柔和，非常的平静，而且是非常爱，就喜爱和平的。
You're talking about the wisdom from God, is James talking about peace loving, peacemaking.
这里面讲到这个上头来的智慧是怎么样？他是爱好和平的，他是那个使人和睦的
，create peace。
他甚至是建立和平的。
So this person, he is not thinking about even himself.
所以这样的人，他甚至没有想到自己。
He is not thinking about.I'm a nobody. I tell you, I'm humble. I'm nobody.
这不是说是我什么都不是，我是什么人都不是。
A humble person will not say I'm humble, I'm meek, I'm gentle.
谦卑人他不会说是我很温柔，我很谦卑。
If you say that, you indeed you are really proud.
如果你是这样说的话，那你这是自夸。
A humble person, he is not thinking less of himself, but he's thinking himself less.
谦卑的人不是说是很少想自己，而是说他很少想的是为自己。
And not only that, he is not thinking about how to be humble. He's focused on Psalm 37, how to trust, how to, you know, self-control, how to pray, and here is how to refrain from quarrel, and but peaceful.
在温柔的人呢，就像这诗篇三十七章里面的讲到，就是说他是信靠神的，而且是常常祷告的。还有就是雅各这里面讲到说，他是不嫉妒纷争的。
James said this is humility, meekness is from above, is about peacemaking, peacemaker. That's why they never get really anxious, really worried, because they have no enemy, they have nothing to fight.
这就是讲到这个上头来的智慧呢，就是常常它是以和平这个为重点的，所以它非常的和平，它没有什么跟人的这个嫉妒纷争。
And not only that, chapter 4, James chapter 4, talking about the opposite of humility.
雅各书这边第四章里面还讲到是恰恰是谦卑的反面。
Verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. What causes fight and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desire battle within you?
你们中间 你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？
And you covet, you desire, you kill, you quarrel, you fight.
你们又嫉妒、杀害、嫉妒、又斗殴、征战。
Oh, the motive is you want this, you want that, and you want it with the wrong motive.
你的动机是想要这个，想要那个，你们的动机是错的。
That's why a lot of us, including Christians,
这就是为什么当中很多人包括基督徒
stressful, upsetting, because we're fighting, we're quarrelsome.
压力很大而且很沮丧，因为我们常常跟人吵架。
Well, high standard living, high anxiety of living.
So, Duncan, I just missed your word.
Yeah, high standard living. We're talking about always high standard living.
所以我们要生活要这个就是那个要有一个更高的一个标准。
It's a high
要求自己
burden of living, high anxiety of living, high burden of living.
就是更高的一个沮丧的一个生活。所以当刚才 didn't get it.
就是说一个生活标准高，就因为你的重担也是非常高的。
对，因为你的那个生活标准高呢，所以使得你的那个担子也特别的重。
And God also the verse 6 talk about God opposes the proud.
第六节这
to the humble.
讲到说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
You are against God.
如果你是跟神为敌的。
If you fight, you quarrel, the result is that your life will be miserable.
如果你去打又跟人吵架，你的生活会非常的糟糕。
Yes, opposite to what he's talking about, I'm a humble and gentle in heart.
而且是恰恰是这边讲到说你是阻挡，你是跟神相背的，神就会阻挡你。
Verse 10, James commands, James is a Jesus father, he commands,Humble yourself before the Lord, he'll lift you up.
第十节这边雅各这边提到说，务要在主面前自卑， 主必叫你升高。
And verse 11, do not judge each other, do not slander each other.
十一节这边讲到说，不要彼此批评。
Or criticize, you know, because you create not humility, you create animosity.
或者是论断，这样的话你会制造出一种纷争，一种一种那个互相的记恨。
James gave us some good idea. What is the wisdom from above is humility and meekness, because that is in God's nature to do that. But we follow the world, that's why we are miserable.
这边讲到说，雅各这边讲到就是说是从上头来的智慧，就是温柔、谦卑，这是从神来的。然而如果你去顺从这个世界上的这个价值观的话，这个方式去做的话呢，你的生活就会非常的悲惨。
So we quickly go back to 37 and we try to finish it in 5-10 minutes time.
我们很快回到诗篇37篇，我们很快就结束。
Now we're talking about the fifth is the self-control.
我们讲的第五个自我节制。
We already talk about slow the anger, we can adjust ourselves, we can control, and our temper, our listening.
所以我们讲到了这个慢慢的动怒，我们有这个节制，在我们的生活上要有这个。
And James gave us more, you know, is that we don't fight, create peace.
雅各还讲的更多是
don't judge,
不要去跟人家斗，不要去批评论断别人，不要去跟人吵架。
It's self-control too.Self-control.
这也是刚刚那个讲的，就是自我节制的这个层面的这个意思。
Then the next one is the
下一个
is hope. Hope that is verse 9.
下一个层面第九节的是盼望，等候盼望。
In the Lord will inherit the land. Hope means have faith and wait and continue to wait.And we will, God will show you His will.
这等候耶和华必承受地土。这个等候耶和华呢，是主要是强调的是你的信心的层面，你持续的等候他，神会成就，你会承受地土，就是神给你的祝福。
Verse 11 is the Sixth one, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity.
第十一节呢是第六个层面的，但谦卑的人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
So we just read the James, so we know peace and prosperity means we have the wisdom from above, and we'll have peace, and we seek peace, we'll inherit the land.
所以我们刚刚读的这个雅各书，我们知道这个平安的重要性。我们有平安呢，我们就会承受这个地图。
The seventh characteristic of a meek person is verse 31.
第三十一节是第七个，三十七节是第七个关于这个温柔的人的这个。定义的其中一个层面的意思。
That's one of the behavior he does is to he practices he keep God's word in his heart.
这是讲到说他把神的话语藏在心中。
And with God's word in his heart, he can control his temper, his old self.
如果神的话在他里面，他就可以控制自己。
And that's the only way. If we don't read God's word, we cannot be meek. We cannot be like Jesus.
如果你不读神的话语的话，你没办法温柔，你不可能会像耶稣一样。
If we don't have this humility and don't trust, don't learn this, and we cannot serve people.
如果你没有这样的谦卑和温柔的话，你没办法服侍人。
Not only that, our life will be miserable because we focus on people fighting, quarrelsome.
不仅如此，因为你的生活就是充满了跟人家斗，也就充满了沮丧。
We must be humble and gentle in heart, like Jesus So we will be blessed because God promised you inherit a land.
我们应该像耶稣一样温柔谦卑，因为神已经应许的我们会承受地图。
And the summary is 34, hope in the Lord, keep his way, he will exalt you to inherit the land.
34呢是一个最后的一个总结，就是如果你遵守他的道了，他就抬举你，就使你承受地图。
And 37, you have a future. 37, 38, you have a future.
还提到你有个美好的未来。
And the one who does not follow become a meek person, humble person, he has no future.
不谦卑不柔和的人呢，他没有一个平安的这个未来。
And in order for us to learn how to humble like Jesus, to humble and gentle in heart, we must follow Psalm 37. And the first thing is trust, verse 2.
所以我们要学习耶稣的柔和谦卑的这个诗篇37篇呢是非常好的一个，就像这个第三节这边讲到说要信靠这个耶和华。
And delight like a child delight God, delight in God.
以耶和华为喜乐
，and trust God. That is like a child behavior.
信靠神像小孩一样
，a simple trust.
简单的相信
，and like Philippians chapter 4, God will supply you everything because He.
就像腓立比书第四章里面讲到，神会供应你一切
，and you are the son.
因为你是他的孩子，儿子。
Second is the thing is the pray.
第二是祷告
and continue to pray, present your request to the Lord.
持续的祷告，把你所
God will protect you with peace.
把你心中所想的交给神，神会保守你。
The first one is to surrender to God, be still before Him, rely on Him to work things out instead of manipulate the situation, control it.
第三就是降服神，交托给神，让神他来行。这一切的事 为你成就，而不是自己的手段去完成。
It's much easier to let God control.
而且其实让神来做是更容易的。
We don't have control over so many things.
我们没办法控制所有的事情。
Including COVID-19, including your heartbeat, including what happens to tomorrow.
包括这个新冠疫情，包括你的心跳，包括明天的气温，都不是你能控制的。
And the next one is self-control. You must self-control with me.
就是自我控制。
And the, another one is a hope.
还有一个就是盼望。
Always hope. Hope will keep you strong.
盼望会使你刚强。
And Romans chapter 15 is because overflowing hope, then you willfeel joy and peace will continue your journey because of the hope.
第十罗马书十三章里面有讲到说，如果你有盼望的话，你就会有力量继续的往前行。
And peace, continue to pursue peace. That's the wisdom from above.
平安，追求平安，这是从上头来的智慧。
And finally, is God's word in your heart.
最后就是把神的话语放在你的心中。
If we continue like David, focus on these seven practices, seven characteristics,
我们继续像大卫这样来操练这个七个要点。
We'll become a humble and gentle in heart.
我们就会成为像耶稣一样温柔谦卑。
We are like David, we'll be calm and quiet like with the mother.
我们就会像大卫一样平静安稳。像母亲怀中的小孩。
And then we'll inherit the land seven times is a promise. That's for sure. You'll inherit the land.
成为我们就会承受地图，这是神所应许的。但需要的就是要温柔。
Yeah, not only the land, today on earth.
不只是说是地上的这个土地。
Eternal blessing, eternal land.
而是永恒的祝福，永恒的地图。
Yeah, the land in Jewish, okay, they usually in the land there grow three kind of tree.
在犹太人那里呢，他的土地呢会通常会种三种树。
the olive tree,
那个橄榄树,
the vine, this is usually the vine and the branches,
树枝, 那个树干和树枝, 葡萄树,
and finally the other tree is the fig tree,
第三个是无花果树。
Because all these trees, you know, the fig tree, you can make furniture, you can eat.
这无花果树呢，你可以吃，也可以做成这个家具。
The wine garden, then you can grow wine or all these, you know, things to entertainment.
葡萄树呢，你可以就是酿酒，可以让你的喝酒享乐。
And finally, the olive tree can create oil and use for so many different things. Because oil, you know, you can cook it, you can use oil for cosmetic for women.
橄榄树呢，它那个油呢是很有用处的，可以用来煮饭菜，可以就是油可以美容，对女孩子来说还是挺有用的。
So with these three trees, you are self-sufficient.
所以这三种树呢，就是暗喻了一种神的充足的供应。
And God will meet all your need. That's what it means.
神会满足你一切的需要。
And also you can raise domestic animals.
Sorry, Duncan. What
you can, you know, you can have domestic animals, you know, to like a pig, like a chicken, all these things.
而且你有，就是你需要吃的那些肉啊，那些动物也都有，像什么鸡啊这些都有。
Yeah. So, to Jewish, the land is almost like American dream. It means you have enough. God don't talk about American dream. God will supply you enough.
所以对于犹太人来说，这个就像美国梦一样。当然神他不是给的是所谓的美国梦，但是他给你的供应是绝对是充足的。
So God will, in 7 times 37, God promised you he will supply youWith enough, not only in this life, it's beyond this lifetime.
所以第三十七节这七点就是神就提到了，神会给你充足的供应，不只是现在的，地上的暂时的，其实是更是讲永恒的那个祝福。
So we still have something to go, but I think
we don't have time to talk now.
So we will just stop right here.
我们时间不够了，我们就。
Yeah, remember, we must continue to learn to be humble like Jesus in order to serve others. 记得们
学习要谦卑。
And we learn from David in Psalm 37.
我也向诗篇37篇向大卫学习。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢大家。